You heard me talk about if somebody thought I was going to be up here in a year, or I didn't think I'd be up here. I didn't think I'd be up here about an hour and a half ago, but thank you to John for asking me to do this. You know, it's funny, every day I ask to be of service, and I never know what that means, and so tonight it means this. So, you know, I'm just going to share what's on my heart is my sponsor, who is near and dear to me, and she always just says, you know, it's just speak what's on your heart, and it will come out. So, you know what it was like for me? I started drinking when I was 12, much like a lot of us, and I did it to escape the reality that I lived in. I'm from Boulder, Colorado, originally, and you know, there's not really a lot to do in the winter, and or the summer, for that matter. or maybe it was just me. I wasn't looking for the right things to do, and you know, perhaps that had something to do with it. And my mother is mentally ill. She was untreated at the time. She's diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic. And so that was my reality. And, you know, it was interesting growing up with that, not knowing who you're going to come home to. So coming home wasn't a lot of fun for me. So I sought refuge in alcohol and other substances. And that lasted for a long time, and it changed, you know, over the years. It was... I drank to escape, and then I drank to be somebody I wasn't, because I never got a chance to figure out who that was, and I still don't know, by the way. Well, he hasn't changed. I'm getting there, but God isn't finished with me yet. Anyway, you know, it was just one of those things that I was a lot of fun, I think, you know, or I thought. I was fun for a long time, and alcohol worked for me for a long time. And then there's that crossing over point that I've heard people talk about. And I don't know that invisible line, I don't know where it was, and I don't know what it happened when my drinking kind of changed. And it was, became a daily drinker, and it was probably around the time that my dad died. You know, he was my rock. And although I had moved away from home, that was a huge piece of me, and I didn't know how to cope with that. So I coped any way I could, and that was to fill my body with alcohol and to try to, try to cover up that pain. And... you know, it was just, you know, no amount of drinking. I know today no amount of drinking brings those people back to us. And you just got to go on with your life and do the best that you can. And you know, and I was also a blackout drinker. And, you know, I spent a lot of nights not remembering what I did. And I'm really blessed to stand up here today and say that I remember every single one of the last 365 plus days. You know, and, you know, that's a gift in itself. You know, I don't have to ask what time I got home. I don't have to ask somebody what I did last night. Oh, if I fell off a bar stool, you know, or, you know, what kind of destruction that I did. It's actually kind of nice knowing, you know, I can remember what I did. And if I do something I'm not proud of today, I get to call my sponsor, write a four-step, and make amends for it. And that's important. And, you know, I have to give a shout-out to my friend John, who asked me to do this tonight. You know, it was funny. I first started coming here, and and there's a nickname I have for him, and I'm not going to say it tonight. But he knows what I'm talking about, that effing John. Anyway, and he used to say that, you know, sobriety is in my hands. And so, yeah, that's... sobriety is in all of our hands tonight. And I also want to pay some respects to Larry Dixon. I was unable to go to his services today, and he was a really important part of this meeting. He used to always say to me, when you have a year, Melissa, I want you to speak here. And you know what? It's just when you asked me to do that, I was kind of like, well, Larry, what a perfect day for that. So, Larry, you know, God bless you. And I know a lot of people here loved you a lot, and we're going to miss you. So, you know, now I don't even know where I was at with my story. I think I was talking about blackouts, right? Imagine that. Anyway, what happened to me finally was I was married at the time, and I had a home, and I already wasn't working, so that kind of worked itself out. But I was asked to leave the home that I lived in for a while, in a marriage that I was in for a little over 9 years, and... you know, that was really tough, but it takes what it takes to get us here. And I can remember walking into this meeting for the first time, walking up, and some of you may remember I had a black cast on my hand. and I had tripped and fallen over a dog, and that I don't remember. Imagine that. And somebody pointed out to me that dog spelled backwards is God, and, you know, I guess that's what it took. I needed a burning bush, so to speak, you know, or I needed a dog. I really had to fall hard, and you know, I just remember walking in here, and I was scared. And welcome to the newcomers, you know, and to the girl who took her 90 days. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name, but you know, I give you a lot of courage for coming up here and doing that, and that's really important. Those tokens mean a lot, especially in the first year. At least that was what happened for me. Yeah, I came in here and I was really pretty broken, and because my life had changed, you know, I guess I got sober because I thought that I needed to get back that life I had before, and what I realized is that I've been given so much more and just, you know, sticking around here. It's really kind of a cool deal, this sobriety thing, and, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, I was lucky I didn't know anything about the program because I probably wouldn't have come. I probably would have thought you guys were a cult. And this God business really wasn't, you know, not anything that I ever wanted to be a part of. And I was afraid of that word for a long time. And, you know, and I think for my first, you know, several weeks in the program, I just didn't hear it. I couldn't, I guess. You know, and you hear things when you're ready to hear them. And one day somebody in a meeting that I went to said, good orderly direction. And for some reason that stuck with me. I'm like, that I obviously need, you know. I needed direction in a serious way, and so that worked for me. I've also heard group of drunks, and that also worked well, and I love those little, like, easy does it, keep it simple. Like, for me, I needed to hear those things, because my mind has a way of getting a lot bigger than it needs to and complicating a lot of things, and it's the beauty of this program. You know, it's all laid out for us. You know, the 12 steps, it's all right there. And the big book, you know, I was handed that book at the first meeting that I went to. And although I didn't care for anything else that was said at that meeting, you know, that book, I sat down and I started reading it. And for once in my life, I felt like I could actually really relate to people. And people, like, actually, like, felt like I did. And I didn't know that that was ever possible, you know. And so it gave me a real sense of hope. And you know, I was blessed with the fact of getting a sponsor right away. And so thank you, Arlene, for being in my life, which is really key. And if you don't have a sponsor yet, I would highly suggest getting one. You know, I was really resistant and defiant in the beginning, and I still am at times. think that I know how to do things better. But that's really important. You know, I didn't have a role model in my life, and one that was really a role model, like I just said. And I've learned from her a lot, and I have a lot of good women in my life. I'm really blessed. And, you know, that had just saw how broken I was when I came crawling in the door. And, you know, they welcomed me with open arms, and nobody, you know, when people were pushing me away, they wrapped their arms around me. And so, man, what a gift it is. And, you know, I started thinking, you know, this is, you know, I can't believe I'm up here in a year, but anyway, you know, I'm looking at all the cards, and it's just like all I had to do was stay sober to get this, and the gifts just keep on coming. And, you know, I'm still like in awe. It's very surreal for me, you know. It's just like you never know that it could be so good, because I didn't want to quit drinking. That wasn't in my plan either that night. I had no idea that that was going to be the last time, God willing, that I ever put a drink in my mouth. But, you know, what they say about plans. And, you know, for a girl like me, I didn't know any different. You know, my life revolved around alcohol. And, you know, it's so nice to have the obsession removed, and just to live life with a little bit of dignity, you know, on a daily basis. And and I think what was also really important for me is, because I was so lost, you know, you people wanted me to, like, be the greeter, and why, I don't know, because I didn't even know what I was doing here. But, you know, they said, you know, just keep on coming back and take on service commitments. And all of a sudden that, like, made sense to me, and I got really involved with service. And you know what? That's why I have so many friends today, friends that are near and dear to my heart. And, you know, this program is just, it just amazes me. You know, in the beginning, I didn't really get it, but I wanted to know everything about it, you know. And it's just, it's where it's at, You know, it is. It's a good deal, you know. And I can remember in my early sobriety, I wanted to, like, stand up on, like, on the hills and, like, shout to everybody, like, everybody needs AA. And, you know, because that's just what I felt. I actually finally felt good for the first time in, like, 26 years. I actually started feeling good. And, you know, it's just like, why wouldn't everybody want to be an alcoholic? And, you know, I couldn't say enough about it. And I just couldn't, I still don't understand why some people that, well, there's some people that really need to be in here, but we have seats open for them whenever they want them, if that's their path. But, yeah, you know, it was just, I learned that not everybody needed to know that this is a program based on attraction rather than promotion. And how much time do I have, John? I'm already at a minute. Right on! Anyway, to sum it up, this is if you're struggling, reach out. I put my hand out for some reason, and you know what? There were 10 to grab onto it. And that's all I can say is that this program works. And, you know, you saw how many people up here? I mean, look at that was, what, 50? I don't know. My math is really bad and my brain is gone. But 57 years up there or whatever it was. I mean, that's amazing to me. And you know what? And Marie, I think it was you that said you're a miracle. Yeah, you're right. You are a miracle, and we all are. And, you know, and that's just a gift, and it just keeps on getting better. So, anyway, thanks for letting me share.